Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are in Orlando, Florida, a little bit before Commodity Classic officially starts, but we are at the National Association of Wheat Growers here talking with Minnesota President Mike Gunderson. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here today. There's a lot of things happening, some meetings already underway. What are you working on? What are the big things that you're focused on?
Yeah, it is like our meeting. This is our annual meeting, so this is what we're going through. We're setting our policy and our resolutions that will be fixed by our board meeting officially on Thursday. But on our committees, we certainly go through whatever it affects. I'm on domestic and trade. We had some operation and planning meetings, and that's how we plan our meetings and our discussion on that.
And you mentioned there's a lot of work that's already gone on so far throughout the year.
Certainly with the advent of COVID, we've certainly been doing a lot more Zoom meetings, and that's, I don't know if it's good or bad, but we're certainly having a lot more discussions before the meetings start. So hopefully they go a lot quicker, you know, here, because we're having that conversation earlier, and then we kind of finalize a lot of it here at these meetings. It's a good way to network with other wheat growers and other commodities.
And talking about that domestic trade, what are some of the priorities then within that committee that you guys work on and tackle?
Like it says, it's domestic and trades. So when we start working on the farm bill, I mean, we got different committees that take care of different portions of the farm bill. So, I mean, we have an environment and research where that actually takes care more of some other stuff on the environmental side and stuff like that. But, yeah, for domestic and trade, crop insurance, a lot of that goes under our side. But then some part of crop insurance is tied to environment. So it goes under their side, too. So it can be freight. It can be transportation. That's a lot of what stays under domestic and trade. Of course, our partner, U.S. Wheat, also handles a lot of that, too. But our bottom line is, how do we grow our wheat acres? How do we make it profitable for our farmers back home? And that's what we're really looking forward. How can we grow our acreage base? And then how we work with the farm programs, the safety nets. I mean, that's the big thing is to work with those programs. And because we're a new farm bill is under discussion, or holding meetings, and that's one where we want to be active in and make sure we have the right policy. And we just wait for NOG to finalize some of our policies again and go forth from there and what we're lobbying for.
Mike Gunderson joining us on the Red River Farm Network from Orlando. I'm Whitney Pittman.